Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Coming up next, the news with Mike Slater.
Thank you, Bill. It is Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024. Here's what's happening today in America. Opening statements, close call, TikTok ban, and a shoe deal. It's all coming up, and Bill's going to be here with your message of the day. But first, prosecutors made their opening statements yesterday. Reporters say that Trump fumed and shook his head when he was accused of lying, quote, over and over and over again to conceal an alleged scheme to buy the silence of Stormy Daniels. Prosecutors detailed how Trump, aided by allies, including the National Enquirer, used a catch-and-kill scheme to buy the rights to damaging stories about his private life. That's legal, by the way. There's nothing illegal about that. The prosecutor told the courtroom, this case is about a criminal conspiracy and a cover-up. The defendant, Donald Trump, orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 presidential election. Then he covered up the criminal conspiracy by lying in his New York business records over and over and over again. It was election fraud, pure and simple. Trump's attorney said the former president had nothing to do with paying Daniels. It was handled by a bookkeeper. Someone broke into the house of the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, 6:40 in the morning, smashed the window to get in the house, and Karen and her family were home. No word if they had any interaction, no injuries. The suspect was arrested, set on a $100,000 bail, which is interesting because Karen Bass is all for bail reform, but not if someone tries to break into her house. Turns out this fine fella has served 7 years in prison before in Massachusetts. We're a step closer to banning TikTok in America. The House already passed a ban on TikTok, but it didn't go anywhere in the Senate. This time, though, it was attached to that foreign aid Ukraine bill. So the Senate's not going to say no because of the TikTok, so this will probably happen. This version gives TikTok 1 year to sell, ideally to an American company, or it's banned in America. 170 million Americans use TikTok. I can't think of anything since Prohibition where something that is used by so many Americans will be banned. Caitlin Clark is now a member of the WNBA, all-time leading scorer in men's and women's basketball. One of my most controversial opinions I ever shared is that you can't compare the top female scorer with the top men's scorer. Pete Maravich played when there was no shot clock, no three-point line. He wasn't allowed to play his freshman year. He averaged 44 points again. Caitlin Clark averaged 26 points per game. So she played way more games. But whatever, you can't say any of that. She's now a member of the Indiana Fever, rookie salary of $76,000. But don't feel bad. She signed a new Nike shoe deal worth $28 million. I'm Mike Slater. Bill O'Reilly has your message of the day next.
Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. On this Tuesday, last week in Pennsylvania, President Biden told a crowd that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in New Guinea during World War II. Quite the headline, I'm sure you heard about it. Immediately, cannibals all over the world began filing defamation suits. Subsequently, Biden's statement was corrected as Joe's uncle was shot down over the Pacific, never to be seen again. But really, does it even matter what Mr. Biden puts forth? Often he clearly doesn't even know what he's saying. Same thing with Donald Trump. He's liable to say anything at any time. When he's bored, the words fly, and he's not checking Wikipedia for accuracy. But does it matter? No, it does not. Those who support Biden have to know he's way out there, but they're okay with it. His doddering does not penetrate their comfort zones. Same thing with the Don. MAGA folks are comfortable with him. Even if he became a cannibal, many would stay with him. Now, I well understand both Joe and Don are not capable of moderating their behavior. Most people aren't. Over the next 7 months, the ridiculous media will spend an enormous amount of time mocking and attacking what both presidential candidates say. But that's largely useless. We have all seen what each has done in office, and that should be what decides it in November. Actions, not words. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. You can reach me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com, name in town if you wish to opine. Okay, mail. Virginia Luce, Andover, New Hampshire. Mr. O'Reilly, love BillO'Reilly.com. Listen to you explain everything so I can understand it. You're interesting and very succinct. Thank you. I appreciate the compliment, Virginia. My question, where does all the money come from that we give to other countries? It comes from Congress, which allots a budget. And then the actual money comes from the Treasury Department. They send the checks. Okay? In the case of Ukraine and Israel somewhat, we'll send actual weapons. Okay? But once our money gets into a foreign country, we don't have audit capabilities. Always remember that. Peggy Davis, Philadelphia. The main concern of voters and Republicans in Congress around giving money to Ukraine is that they are demanding there be accountability. There's not accountability anywhere. It's foreign aid. What are we going to do? Set up firms to look at how they're handling the aid? And not only for USA, but, you know, NATO and all of these countries, foreign aid in there, blunt Putin. Terrence, as they say, the witches in Salem got a fairer trial than Trump in New York. It is a witch trial. It is a witch hunt. He's right. Vicki Jordan, O'Fallon, Missouri, longtime fan, respecter of yours, Bill. I am a constitutional conservative with a biblical worldview. Where do I fit in? You got plenty of company on that one, Vicki. Plenty of company. Most conservative traditional Americans are straight down the line constitutionalists and the religious-based Bible people. Very common in the USA. You're not a minority. In a moment, something you might not know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 408 years ago today, one of the greatest writers of all time died in rural England. During his life, the author published 38 plays, 150 sonnets, 400 poems. Many are still performed to this day. Here is the story of William Shakespeare. Born in 1564 in the town of Stratford-upon-Avon, young William received a modest education in Latin and grammar. But as a commoner, Shakespeare was not allowed to attend an English college or university. Little is known about William until 1592, when his plays began appearing on the London stage. He became a moderate success among the English elite, as well as among the urban poor. The playwright and a group of actors soon opened the Globe Theater. During his relatively brief career, the Bard, as he was called, created the most popular plays in the English language: Romeo and Juliet, Hamlet, King Lear, Macbeth, Julius Caesar, and Othello. He retired in 1613, the same year his Globe Theater burned to the ground. The writer and his family then returned to Stratford. There, the Bard suddenly died on April 23, 1616, at the age of 52. According to medical records, William was, quote, in perfect health at the time of his death. Shakespeare was buried 2 days later. The epitaph on his headstone includes a curse against anyone who tries to move his bones. The church underwent major renovations in 2008, but Shakespeare's body was not disturbed. And here's something else you might not know. William Shakespeare not only crafted his plays using the English language, he also contributed to it. The Bard created at least 2,000 new words. Many are used by Americans every day. They are bedroom, eyeball, gossip, lonely, puppy dog, kissing, among others. Back after this.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.